Good morning. It's 8:35 a.m. on Tuesday. September the 28th, 2021. Recording on external microphone. I have airplane mode on. I think we're ready to get this bird in the air. Geese. I saw geese this morning. It made me happy. Not very many geese, but a few. The season has begun. It's in the middle 50s today, but it feels a little warmer. Of course, the sun is up, so the broiler is on medium. Whenever I walk in the sun, it's a little bit warmer than when I don't walk in the sun. So the new kitten came out, the new cat came out of the back room, picked a fight, and immediately ran back into the other room. It was loud, it was scary, and in spite of that, there wasn't even a tuft of hair floating. If you've ever seen a couple of cats tussle, you know that they make a lot of noise, and they do a lot of hitting. But if they're serious about it, they draw fur. Fur flies. There was no flying fur. So, yeah, there is that. I got my word yesterday, 2,000, a little bit. Very little bit, but 2,000. I need to get the words today because I need to finish putting up audio. I got audio that needs to go up. And I'm dragging my feet on it just because I need to stop doing that. I changed sweatshirts. I have a whole collection of hoodies. I've got the classic gray athletic hoodie. I've got the one I was wearing when Dave was here, which is kind of a heather color. I think that's heather. It's a purple. I usually think of heather as green, but somebody, I think heather is also a purple. I don't know. Anyway, it's a purple color. And then I've got this green one, which is either a Loden green or maybe a forest green. And the beauty of wearing the gray one is that I don't have to worry about what color shirt I'm wearing. You know, it's if, doesn't matter, gray shirt. Gray hoodie goes with pretty much every color. The purple one, however, it doesn't look right. Something ain't right with that when I wear a red shirt. And today I'm wearing a red shirt. I'm not going on the away team, so it's okay. I'll just put her around the shop for a while. I'll make my tour of the neighborhood and go home. Rather than going down to the planet. So I put the green one on. But I don't wear the green one very often. I don't know if it's a heavier weight, because I'm working up a sweat. Make me sweat like a pig. I did play a little yesterday in the afternoon. It took me until mid-afternoon to get the words down. The morning did not go as planned. Few of them do, but yesterday went better than it has. I spent a lot of time in For the Words, knocking off beasties. I've got to spend a lot of time knocking off beasties today, because I've got a timer that I think is going to expire tomorrow. I hope it's not going to expire today, because that means I got to do 20 or something like that in order not to fail the mission. Need my earbuds in. Good morning. Give them plenty of room, get out here in the street. Oh, I try to force myself to stand upright. It's a political sign. Look at it. There's a sign across the street. It's got a big red circle. And then a name written across it, Louisa. And from a distance, it looks like it's a red, one of those red stop signs, like No Louisa, which is kind of a problem if you want people to vote for you, I guess, I would think. Coming up on it. Slowly. Get ready. Say it with me. Muck post. Okay. Thought I had broken myself of the habit of saying okay after hitting it. Clearly not, because it just sort of slipped out and I wasn't even thinking. Which is pretty much the definition of the talking part of my morning walk. Stuff just slips out without me thinking about it. I'm gonna cross the street so I could walk in the shade. What I get for this is what I get for sleeping in until almost 7:30. I'm guessing I was tired. It's just I went to bed around 9, read a little bit, and then cats woke me up at 4 o'clock. I fed him and then curled up on the couch. Slept for 3 more hours. So yeah, I'm out late today. I'm running a bit behind. It's all right. What am I reading? I'm reading, I'm still reading Glenn Stewart's book 4 in the Peace Initiative series. That was a happy dog. That was one happy dog. He was spraying water all over the place. I don't know where he found the water. Bounding along. Guy on a short leash behind him. That's pretty good. I never I don't go wrong with Glenn Stewart. I think I've read almost everything he's written. I know I've read all the Onset series. I've read Changeling series. All right, now I have to walk in the sun. I have not read all of the Hand of Mars series. I think there's a new book in that series that I haven't picked up yet. But I think I mentioned yesterday, I got fooled by a couple small presses of people talking about their books, and I went and looked at them, and okay, they looked, you know, they looked good enough for me to grab a sample. And I opened them up and looked at them closely and realized that they were small press books. And it's like, small press is still trad pub. That's a problem. Construction equipment down at Greeley West, I think. What was Greeley West is now much closer to Greeley Central. Greeley Central is on the east, way on the east. North is still north. I'm looking around. I'm walking past the park. I'm looking around. There's some of the taller grasses have taken on a golden color, almost an orange color. Tucked away here and there, there's these patches of vivid yellow leaves. Two of the branches on these crabapple trees have red. Not the whole tree, just tiny little branchlets that are all red. It's quite a lovely morning. There's hardly any smoke. Sound of gunfire off in the distance. I've gotten used to it now. here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.